All right. In terms of the railgun, either you can do a couple of different things with it. If you have a dealer that you want to go to somewhere in Ingram, you can go ahead and haggle for that. Or you can, the organization takes all sorts of, scrap and scavenge and equipment and everything like that. So they'll also be more than happy to take it off your hands. It really all depends on if you want to, but it's with them. It's the very much like, these are the listed prices of things. This is what you will get, right? Versus like going into a store somewhere, in the lower district and trying to haggle for a better price.
Yeah.
So,
I think Zuchi would pull Smokey to the side, like with, once we talked to Huxley about just like, well, we'll go sell that or whatever, try to figure out what we want to do for it.
Yeah, we'll leave him behind to, we'll give him a busy box of, making stuff for our suits, recommendations, and then you and I can go walk off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just going to say,
he asks for this, your suit component, like your stats for your suit, like your specs. And then, yeah, he would just buck around with that for the day, then, since nobody brought him a book.
Yeah.
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 So we'll probably
say like the two of you can like, because like you said, you have the fob that will reach you anywhere you are in Ingram practically. Yeah. So you two at that point can just kind of like, if you want, take off and, walk your way back.
Well, yeah. So let's walk back. So, me and Zuch, you're going, well, let's give him something to do. See if his brain's really scrambled. We'll see what he comes back with for our recommendations afterwards. See how fit he is. I would say let's go grab the railgun and get rid of it, depending on how we get rid of it. I don't think Smokey's up for mind either way at the moment.
And then Zuchi would be like, well, this kind of gives me an idea about what you were talking about. Like, I wonder if we can maybe make ourselves a little bit of a trade. Like, this railgun is a pretty fine piece of machinery, and it probably could fetch us a good coin. I think we could use it to spread the love. So I think that, with your, us trying to figure out how we can get our suits to be more radiation tolerant or to, be able to defend it more. I was wondering if we can find a way to do that for both of us, but also maybe make the integrity of Huxley's helmet a little safer too. So that if he takes those kind of traumas, that would actually help him.
So what you're saying is not just give it to the organization, go try to make a bit extra on it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that Smokey wasn't really caring one way or the other, right? If it was just give it to the group and let them figure it out, or, so he'll stop and say, that actually sounds like a good idea, but we may have to rely on how charming you are, because I'm not the... I'm trying to do it by not like saying the actual, but the friggin' stat is called charm. So I was trying to do it to not be metagaming, but
yeah. Well, charming is would be a phrase that you'd use in this universe.
Yeah, I'll say to Zuchi, I have to leave it up to your wily charms to see. But I'm sure in the bar there's like a list of. Like you said, there's probably a list of dealers and sellers and stuff. So obviously, let's go check and see if we can weasel a deal out of somebody.
Is there a way we can, because we haven't talked about this, is there a way we can roll to see if there's like a dealer that we know that we'd probably be able to have a better repartee with than someone else?
Sure, yeah. Why don't you go ahead? We're going to do a... Like a graduated role. So go ahead and give me a Kurt, give me a charm roll.
Okay.
And the better your roll, the better your contact.
Okay.
Yes, John?
Aki.
Right, before you give your result, so things that Huxley would never say, you might want to clean it first. You might want to check to make sure it doesn't have the insignia of that other group on it first. And then you could always check the prices on like the, like a data pad to see what the runner's guild would give you for it. So you have a base price to start your haggling from.
But I think we would know, because because you said it's going to be book price from the guild, right? So yeah. I think we would check that anyways before we would go to make sure we're not getting screwed or anything.
Okay. Yep. I'm back.
Yeah. So a 3 was my best roll on that one.
All right. So, you probably, you know of a, basically a pawn shop, of sorts that will, more than likely deal with that. You've never sold anything to them, outside, you know, at least nothing this serious, and you've never really bought a ton from it. It's the, Scraporium. And you know, it's a nice place. You've probably bought some of like your you know, the workout stuff and things like that, because you know it's a easy way to get like scrap metal and stuff like that cheap, which works is easy to, you know, make into weights and all that kind of stuff. And so yeah, you're pretty sure he'll be able to get you, you know, he'll buy it off you. You know, what kind of price you'll be able to haggle at and how high he's willing to go, you're not entirely sure because you've never dealt with anything on this level. But, you know, you've seen the back case and he has weapons that he's with that he sells. Mm-hmm. So if he sells them, it's a pawn shop. He probably buys them.
Is this a place that we could also get, you know, if Huxley comes back and says, yeah, you guys need these two things, and like Suchi said, let's see if we can bulk out Huxley's helmet. Is this a place where, you know, if we're like, look, if you want to be a bit stingy, we won't take your money, but if you give us a good deal, you know, and swing it almost like a barter, we'll take these
parts, gotcha, yeah,
that kind of thing.
So Suchi, you've never actually seen him deal in like higher runner like suit parts. You know, you've seen things here and there, like maybe smaller parts or like some basic stuff, you know, little accessories, but nothing major. Now, that doesn't mean that he might not have another contact for you, or maybe he keeps that stuff in the back room and just doesn't show it to everybody. So the possibility is still there, but you're not 100% sure whether or not he deals in that stuff.
Okay. So before I would say that, I would ask Smokey just to make sure. I'd be like, well, I have somebody that I know that deals in this kind of stuff. He's got a little pawn shop of his own. Is there any place that you know that you want to try? Otherwise, we can try this place.
If it's someone you know, right, let's throw business to people that are, you know, a little bit closer that we maybe would have some experience with. If we strike out on this guy, we can always go back to the bar. I'm sure they got a list of, you know, shops and, you know, recommended people, or we can ask around. So let's just try this guy first and see how it goes. And, you know, if not, then we can always just go find someone else. Okay. I don't think Smokey has anyone that he would, as you can tell by the state of his suit, he's not, he hasn't really bulked his out. He's just bog standard.
Right. Still the standard equipment that you got from the organization.
Exactly. And except the stuff that Huxley yelled at me at first originally, because I'm sure he went, yeah, we can't go out like that. You gotta
right.
Whatever little tweaks we initially did, I'm sure, are on there.
Smokey had removed the visor from the front of the helmet.
He drilled
like,
a hole
Huxley's
in it.
Like, you need to put that back on. You can't.
he pulled out a drill and was going to drill a hole
for it. I can't smoke with the helmet on, though. What the fuck?
Well, I'm sure they're going to come up with some kind of vape technology for astronauts. It'll all be in there.
So when you head back to the organization to pick up the railgun, if you want to just, you know, check their books, they will buy the railgun for 2 rep.
Okay. So we know that. We know how to not get lowballed then, if, you know, if we have that as a baseline.
Yeah. So we could always check with this other guy first, or other person first.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll head over there.
Sounds good. Now, do you want to do anything with it beforehand?
I think without Huxley's not saying stuff, I think we would go through it and, like, if it had another insignia on it, we'd probably pop it off, we'd probably sand it down a little bit, make sure it looks like there's nothing that used to be there.
We've watched cop shows. Yep. You got to file down the serial number to make sure.
Right. At the very least, like, clean it up a little bit, get the blood stains off of it, you know.
Yes, exactly. No evidence.
Sounds good. Do you want to go any deeper into it? Just are you trying to do any tuning to it to make it top shape, or are you just doing like surface cleaning to it and prepping that way?
I don't think Zuchi would, because he doesn't have that kind of.
Yeah, Smokey doesn't have that either.
Yeah, so I think we'd probably be doing more damage than good. So we'd probably right. just give it a good cleaning. Just, you know. Maybe look it up and down and be like, okay, just make sure that, you know, things are kind of tip top, and, you know, make sure there's nothing that's obviously defective about it on the outside.
Sounds good. All right. Yeah. So you're able to spend, you know, a little bit of time, clean it up, make sure that it at least doesn't look like it spent a bunch of time in the burnt and, you know, killed the guy. Actually, no, it didn't. That's right. It almost did. He panicked. So, yeah, you're able to clean it up and, you know, grab that, take it on over to the scraporium.
Okay.
And, so when you go in, you know, the name implies exactly how it looks. Like, it's this moderately sized area, sized building, first floor of like a multi-floor complex. And there's just junk hanging everywhere off the walls, hanging from the ceiling, leaning up everywhere, scattered about. There's probably a system. You know, Zuchi's been in there before, and if you ask for something, the guy can get it for you almost immediately. Mm-hmm. So clearly he organizes this somehow, but man, it, you know, If you don't like walking in and looking at it, it looks like chaos.
So who's working today?
It is Pete today. Big dude, you know, half a beard, mainly because the bottom left part of his face kind of almost looks like it was melted off at some point. Former runner, you know. Looks to be in his late 60s, early 70s. You don't know. He's actually only 37. but it's, yeah, runner's life. you come in, you hear it's not a real bell anymore, obviously, but you hear kind of like the electronic ding, ding go off. And he's kind of head down, looking over something on his pad, and he sees you coming. He's like, "Hey, how can I help you? Welcome to the Scraporium."
Thank you, kind sir. Just looking to get see what we can get for a little piece of business right here. And he kind of holds up the gun for him.
And yeah, you can go ahead, bring it up, lay it on the table here. I can take a look at it.
And he kind of wheels over on the chair, you know, grabs like a little bag of tools. And once you lay it down, he starts to kind of look it over a little bit.
Goes, it looks like this thing's been fired a handful of times. Okay, I can see the little light on the clip here. You got some carbide residue right here at the end. It's great, but you know, overall looks like it's pretty good. I don't know. Let's see. Maybe we can do something for you. You know, it'll take a little work getting this back up and up to tip top shape, to the point where I can kind of, you know, we can get anything out of this. So I suppose I could give you a one rep for it.
So Suchi kind of like is like really kind of like very positive about, you know, he's looking at it, you know, it sounds like what he's saying is right, you know, and stuff like that. And he's like, well, you know what? Oh, man, that's too bad. But, you know, I was really hoping for a little bit more. You know, my squad leader, he really liking these things. But I thought, you know what? I could probably, you know, Scraporium's always been good to me. So I thought I'd give you guys a little bit of help here. And yeah, I, you know, it's interesting that, you know, you said one, and my squad leader, he said that this could get a pretty good piece of business. He said I could get it for three from him. But I know you guys, I love you guys, but I thought it would be nice to kind of, you know, give you something in return. You guys have given me so much in return for the things that I've needed. So I don't know, can we possibly go three?
Why don't you go ahead and give me a charm roll?
Okay.
Go ahead and beat a four.
Nope, that is a four.
Oh, all right. He looks at you and he goes, all right, listen, I know that the guys over at Heaps a Lot, they like to play a big game, and you know, if you want to work with them, then that is fine. But you know, at this point, the highest I could probably go is two at the most. I can't give a three.
So I will whisper to Zuchi and say, it looks like he has lots of crap hanging around here. Do we want to? Maybe he's a bit stingy on the rep. Maybe it's you take the railgun and we get the pieces we're looking for. We'll take some of the clutter off of him. You know, so if we give him that instead of him actually giving us rep, do we get the shielding and maybe one rep, right? We'll take the one rep for the gun, but we also want the shielding.
So at this point... Ugh. So he says this. He says, I think maybe we can work ourselves out on a little deal here. So I'm wondering if there would be a way that maybe you had something that we needed and we could trade in return.
And he kind of leans in on you a little bit. He goes, and what's he actually looking for you?
Well, me and my friend, and he points to the Smokey, we need some filters to help out with our radiation problem. A friend of ours told us that we needed to upgrade to either a plascrete or carbon filters. So I'm wondering if maybe y'all don't have a couple of those laying around.
And so he'll kind of eye you a little bit, but he'll go down to his pad, scroll.
It does look like we might have a couple of the carbon filters out back. Yeah, it looks like we got three of them in stock at the moment. You know what? Tell you what? Yeah, we can do that. I can get you, you need two?
Yeah, and then now that I come to think about it, I've got myself an extra rep here myself. And I was wondering if maybe you had some extra, I don't know, extra, I'm trying to think of the word he's thinking of, like, shit, what's the word I'm trying to think of? I'm trying to think of more, something that would help with the integrity of the inside of inside of one of the runner's helmets.
You know, tell you what, I could get you maybe some extra protection, maybe get you some materials that you could maybe reinforce that thing a little bit. I can't do it for you, obviously. You'd have to find somebody that could, you know, set that up for you, but I can get you the materials for it at least.
And Zuchi says, I I think we have ourselves a deal. And he holds out his hand.
And yeah, he'll kind of, he has like a couple of gloves on, takes one of the gloves off, shakes your hand.
He's like, all right, I'll go ahead and get the stuff that you need for you. That's so we could do. So we'll do 1-to-1. I'll take the gun, give you the two carbon filters, and that'll be, say, one rep for the materials for the reinforcements.
Sounds like we have ourselves a deal.
All right, then.
And he kind of, like, gets himself up off the chair, grabs the rifle, takes that out back. A little bit later, a couple minutes, comes back with a cart, has a couple of the filters, and then also a stack of some metal and everything that looks like it is, you know, formed into the shape of the helmet roughly, but it comes in pieces.
He says, all right, so this is everything that you'll need.
Well, I thank you very much. I didn't quite catch your name. My name is Zuchi.
It's Pete.
Oh, Pete. Appreciate your business. Thank you for being flexible. I really much appreciate that.
haven't been called flexible in probably about 10 or so years.
Believe me, don't I know it. Especially yeah. When it comes to this one, and he points to Smokey.
And Smokey'll grab the filter, and while he's looking at the filter, he'll be smoking, and there'll be smoke blowing around the filter.
Keep the sticker around away from the filter, Smokey. Jesus, we just got that.
He said, "Well, yeah, but thank you for shopping at the Scraporium, and feel free to come on back anytime now."
Will do. Thank you so much.
All right, so yeah, you guys have a couple of carbon filters that you can install into the suits, as well as some nice little reinforcement for Hux's. So now the one thing is, you will have to also install everything into the suits. I don't know if any of you have... Oh, there we go. Mechanics, so once Hux is feeling better, he'll be able to take care of all that.
I figured Huxley would be able to do it, so I wasn't worried about that.
It'll be a nice day back on the job project for him.
Keep him busy.
Yes.
Right. Sounds good. So yeah, you can go ahead take that back to the headquarters there. You know, obviously you're not going to be able to install it right now, but you can at least get it set up, get them paired up. And then as you're doing that, the fobs go off to let you know that it's your time at the hospital. So, make your way over, hand them in, you get checked in, they escort you over. And there's basically like these small rooms on the third floor of the hospital. And it's kind of like a large bathtub, but almost like what are they? Like the desensitization tanks.
The sensory deprivation tanks.
Yeah, that's it. So it's like a small sensory deprivation tank, right? So there's like no windows, there's no nothing. They'll literally like put you in. They give you like a little air mask so you can breathe. And then they close it up, fill the thing up to the top. And you're going to spend a couple hours in there. So, So is there anything that you want to do before that? Or are we, any apprehensions about getting into a windowless tank for 2 hours?
Smokey's not going to be able to smoke. So that's the only thing. It's
right. He's already coughing through that little thing the whole time.
Right.
So obviously Huxley can't leave yet.
He'll be if you want to check in with him beforehand and everything, you know, Miss Joanna's been checking up on you throughout the day, and she said that you'll be able to get released tomorrow morning. So
well, I was just gonna say, if he can't work on our suits now. We'll walk in and show them the filters and, you know, say, by your recommendation, and, you know, you can, we'll keep you busy tomorrow putting them on our suits, you know, jokingly, not like he's ordering them or anything. But.
Yeah. Talk about his reinforcements he's
gonna,
for his helmet.
You're going to check it anyway, so if Sachi and I do it ourselves, you're still going to check it, so why do twice as much work, right?
Yeah. This definitely gave me an upgrade for you, Mr. Smokey, because the fiberglass isn't really all that good. Like, it gets some of the big particles, but it doesn't really get, you know, the ionizing radiation, because it absorbs right in there. And I know that's why I said, you know, if you could get that, it'd be really good, because it provides quite a bit of shielding for what it is.
And he'll have his pack of smokes and just say, you know, or I could just stay here and everything will be filtered out. While he's staring at his cigarettes, all those ionized things will get filtered out if I stay here.
Well, as soon as Mr. Wanna says that I can go home, then I can put that stuff in. I mean, it should be no problem. It's just a couple of screws. It's move a plate, swap the old one out. Unfortunately, the other ones, because they're not so great, I don't think we could get anything for them. I'd probably just toss it.
Yeah, give them back to the guild, see if they can recycle them.
They might be able to clean them up.
And then he'll say, you know, he'll look seriously and just say, look, don't rush it. Whenever you're ready, whenever Miss Joanna says you're ready, then you're ready. There's no, we don't have anything pressing at the moment.
So I didn't realize I actually already have a carbon filter. So would it help if I got the plascrete instead?
Yep. It's got two shielding on it.
Okay.
Because I had the plascrete already. Okay. So we just did.
Oh, okay. If we could just go back and say that that's what I got instead.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. They're both one rep. Should make.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sounds good. So, after you guys kind of check in with Hux, they get you set up in the tanks. You'll bathe in there for a couple hours. So that is going to be 2 radiation damage taken away.
Good deal.
And so they after the 2 hours, you know, you it's strange being in there because you can't really move. It's tight and you're floating in there, but at the same time you can, like, if you move even a little bit, you can still feel the walls of the tank around you. And there's nothing to do, right? It's dark. Although, you know, after a while, and you can't really open your eyes either because you still have all that goo all around you. But after a couple of hours, you know, you finally feel it drain a little bit. You feel yourself settle down and the tech will come over, you know, open up everything, make sure you're all set, run a couple of tests. They tell you you will feel tired. After this, we suggest that you go home, have something to eat, rest, and within a few hours, you should feel relatively back to normal.
So that leaves me with 2 radiation.
Mm-hmm.
And that leaves Zachi with what, 3?
Nope, still 2.
2.
Oh, because you had 4.
The same as you.
Okay. And then for those other 2, I'm assuming we want to get those wiped out before we head back out.
It's up to you. I mean, if you're upgrading your shielding now, you'll be able to survive a little bit better out there. You know, as long as, you know, the area, the burnt that you're going into isn't much higher than
whatever the next run is.
You should be okay.
So, wherever the next run is, we'll have to decide. Okay. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, either that or if you do want to spend some of your rep to, you know, grab blue pills or anything like that, if you have any rep left, then you can always do that as well. So
yeah, but so that's not anything we've got to sort out before we go to get our next run, right? That's just, we're just...
No, yeah.
Whatever. Okay, gotcha.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you want, you can wait to go back to your next run with 0 radiation. But, you know, there's also kind of the assumption that, you know, there will be times where you will have, you know, you will take radiation damage, and, you know, just the key is to not take too much.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So at that point, you know, go home, have something to eat, rest up, and then in the morning, Huxley will be released. You know, Miss Joanna will tell you, go home, get some rest. I have a break later today. I'll come by and check on you.
Well, I mean, Mr. Smokey and Mr. Zitchy, they picked up some parts to get them some better shielding. So I told them I'd put that stuff on. So I'll probably go over there and do that. Is that okay?
She takes a very deep breath when you say their names.
He doesn't notice.
Yeah. And she said, just take it easy. Okay.
I will. Can I ask you something? Mr. Zucchi said something is it okay that I go over and like go out? Cause you didn't say no, but I guess I didn't ask. I don't know. Mr. Zucchi, he made a point of saying I should probably ask.
Go ahead and give me a psyche roll.
High as a five.
All right. So she says, of course it's fine. You're helping. I wouldn't want anything else from you.
I mean,
and she is clearly lying. Like, it's impossible for her to hold it, to hide it. Like, she, like, you see, like, her pupils dilate a little bit. She, like, gets flushed slightly. And, yeah, she's trying to make you feel good. But, yeah, she's very clearly lying.
Yeah, yeah, he's confused, right? Because, like, he wouldn't expect her to be lying to him, right? Like, he, you know, couldn't think back and be like, oh, you know, she was untruthful about this, that, or the other thing. I think, like, he takes a step forward and he says, I want to help everybody. You know, like you helped me when you found me and brought me back. And you help here. So, I just wanted to do the same thing. And you know, I can help people this way.
And at that point, she just kind of puts her hands on your shoulders. And she says, I know, sweetie. I know. Just be safe.
I am. Mr. Smokey and Mr. Zitchy, you know, they helped me out. I mean, they're good guys. We went and we came back and it was, you know, it's fine.
And yeah, she just kind of looks away from you at that point, and then she kind of reaches down and pulls out her phone and puts it back in her pocket and says, "They will help you. I promise." She said, "I have to go."
Okay.
Do what you need to do, and then go home and get rest.
I will
see you later.
I'll see you tonight.
And she kind of, like, at that point, like, ruffles your hair slightly and then walks away.
He shrugs. It's kind of weird, but, like, I don't know. I mean, she's my mom, so what's she going to say, right? Like,
right, yeah.
And then he gets all of his stuff together and you know, sort of, I guess, feeling kind of better or mostly better.
Yeah, so we'll say at this point, too, I mean, you got professional medical assistance and you were in the hospital for over a day at that point. So you're back up.
Okay.
You know, statistically, stats wise,
yeah.
You were back to full.
Okay. I imagine he's probably still a little wonky because now he's been laying down for like a whole day.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, the bruising is still there and everything. Like, they can't.
Looks like, you know, Two-Face.
Unless. Yeah, right. Unless they get some high-end cosmetic cosmetic treatment towards you to remove the bruising. But they're not going to do that in the hospital. So.
Yeah. And I don't even know that he realizes yet, right? That, like, about half his face is, like, purple.
Right?
So, like, I guess as he's
walking... I mean, let's, like, too, like, walking around like that, you're not going to necessarily get some strange looks, right? Because A, there's runners, and B, you're also on top of a coal mine. So there's probably people who get injured pretty consistently. You know, over half the town works in the mines anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So if he doesn't get any weird looks, then I guess he doesn't. Well, no, I guess he would have seen it in the bathroom, right? I mean, he would have seen himself.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So I think he just, you know, like kind of gingerly touches it and winces a little bit.
Yeah.
And then
not so much here or here, but more right here. Yeah.
And then he would, he'd head over to the barracks because I know those guys stay there.
Yep.
And yeah.
There you go. Yeah. And at that point, I assume the two of you are probably already up and at him, and you know that Hux is coming over. So, yeah, wherever you guys want to eventually meet up, you know, whether or not you're going to head to the armory, you know, because you know Hux is going to be there. If you got stuff to do ahead of time, he'll be there waiting for you. So,
you're muted, Kevin.
Kevin, you're still muted.
Sorry. So yeah, I think Smokey would be there waiting for Huxley, thinking Huxley's going to go there because he just wanted to talk to Marla and Miss Joanna. So those were the two things he wanted to do, you know, that. So if we meet up there, then we can go talk to Briston afterwards because the three of us will be there.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I think Zuchi would actually miss his morning workout to meet up with Huxley and Smokey.
Aww.
Hey guys,
get to work. No, I wouldn't.
You sure you're good enough to do this?
I think Miss Joanna was a little mad, but I mean, I feel okay.
Okay,
I'll look at Zachi kind of on the sly when he says Miss Joanna was kind of mad. he'll kind of mumble under his breath. I don't think she was mad at you. I think she's mad at us, but. Don't worry, Miss Joanna is just, you know, worried about you and looking out for you. That's why she was, it seemed like she felt that way.
I mean, she said she was, you know, to be safe and everything. And I told her, you guys were good. And, you know, you guys helped me out. So I told her everything was fine.
As long as you're fine, then everything else will be fine afterwards.
Yeah, I feel okay. My face still hurts a little bit. Just kind of like touching it. That's really it. Gross.
Yeah, quit touching it. It hurts when I do this. We'll stop doing that.
Yeah, okay. Like, ow, quit it.
That's like, it hurts when I poke here, here, and here. It's like, oh, your finger's broken.
Yeah, so I guess if he's just working on the suits, then I'll say, you know, once we're done, we can go, you know, go chat with Briston whenever you guys are ready.
We can do that first if you want.
You want to do that? We'll go chat with him first and then come back and look at the suits.
That way he's not waiting for us.
If Jesse has anything in mind he wants Briston to say, then we'll go do that first.
No, honestly, the meeting with him is going to be, you know, if you walk in, you know, it's not like he has his own office, you know he has a desk, but it's like an open floor plan kind of thing where all the trainers and management are. So, you know, if he sees you, he'll kind of wave at you, tell you to come on over, take a seat, and say, so how did the run go? How is everything?
Well, we made it back, so that ticks off the first box. Well, I guess more importantly to the guild is we made the delivery, right? That's the most important thing.
Yeah. So looks like not only did you make your delivery to Green Hills, but you picked up something else and took it on back here. That shows good initiative. That's good. Organization likes that.
And then number two is we made it back. Huxley took a bit of a smack, but he seems to be doing all right. And you know, we got a bit of a lay of the land out there and saw some stuff, so that's always a positive. That's always a bonus.
And he looks over at Huxley and is like, "Yeah, would you trip and fall or something? What's going on there?"
No, this guy hit me in the head with a big hammer, and he blew himself up. I don't understand.
crap, I forget what.
And at that point, you actually see him, like, he was kind of having fun with you a little bit, but he goes very serious at that point. Oh, yeah. Like, pulls out the tray to his desk where he has like the interface to his system, and he's like, at that point, like, tell me exactly what happened. And he will, like, if Huxley starts to ramble, he's typing away, taking down word for word exactly what you say.
We found the mall, but there was a lot of radiation, so we decided we try to go underneath, but then we got in and you know, there was some power, and then we went through and we went to this place and that place, and then we came back, and then there was a guy, but Mr. Smokey blew something up, and then this guy hit me in the head, like, just blah 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 blah.
Well, he's getting all the information out, right? So I'm not going to stop him.
Right? Exactly. Yep. So you two are just going to let him ramble on?
Yeah. And if there's, you know, I'm sure there'll be a points here and there where we'll put in a couple words or two. You know, we went left, mm-hmm. then we went right. And then, you know, just do that. But let Huxley go with it. Because, yeah, that hits good. All the points. Yeah.
I think he tells him, too, that he shot that guy. Right.
Yeah.
These guys came and they were shooting, and you know, I told him not to shoot, but he shot. He's like, well, I don't know why he would shoot, but you know, Mr. Smokey said it was okay to shoot him, but I told him not to, and then he did it anyway.
Go ahead, John. Give me a brains roll. Beat a DL3.
Okay. That I'm not adding anything, so it's a 4. So I just beat it.
Okay. So he, you know, you're telling him, like, yeah, ran into the shop. And when he asks you, you know, where did you, you know, where did this happen, you know, and everything, I'll say, so when you recap, you will be aware enough that, if you choose, you can leave out the scrub.
Oh, I don't know that he would. Because we went there. It's part of the story.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't think Smokey would leave that out either, though, would he?
No.
Well, because we don't... I mean, it wasn't so meta, right? And, yeah. And yep. Huxley would be thinking this way. But there's no relation necessarily between the guys that jumped us and the scrub. You could make that association for sure. But Huxley yep. completely would not be thinking about that. Like, he's just...
Oh, yeah.
He's not... he's yep. just rambling, right? Like, it's just who he is. So, like, yeah, we yep. went here, and then we went in, and he was by the bridge. But when we came back, I almost fell through because the road broke. But, you know, these guys pulled me out and blah, blah, blah. Then the yep. you know, the body was gone, or the one body was there, but the other one was gone, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck happened?
Because we yep. got information from the scrub from Marla, right? That's who gave us correct. Information about the scrub. But what
yep.
what our contract was to get to Green Hills, right? So
oh yeah, yep.
It wasn't like they said, "Don't go here, don't go here." They just said, right. "Yeah, get to Green Hills." So
they,
I don't even
they probably don't know about it. That's the thing.
Yeah, but I don't think Smokey would. No, I don't think Huxley would not say it. So we'll just play it from right. there, right?
I so, mean, nobody stops me. Then he just rambles, yep. right? Like yep. that's the.
yep. I all right. So know. Yeah. So so.
I was yeah. just gonna say go I don't know who they were because you guys didn't tell yep. me any of that. So you know, in my story, it was just these random guys jumped us. You know, they were obviously they were runners because they had suits and stuff, but he doesn't yep. know anything else.
Right. Sounds good.
We got jumped after the scrub, right?
Correct.
Correct.
Yep. It was after the scrub. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So, yeah, I have a question for Kurt, but I'll ask that when he comes back. But, yeah, so in the meantime, Briston kind of listens to everything that you say. And, you know, at a point, too, it becomes more of like conversational. Between the three of you, kind of like filling in little details and things like that. And he's just listening to everything, typing away. And when you're like, and then we got back here. And he says, and he finishes typing. And then he lifts up the shelf, turns it around so it's facing you, and he says, "I need the three of you to sign here, here, here." And you point where he points. You can see that there's like a line with your name printed underneath it. And he says, "I need you to sign here, here, and here to confirm your recounting of the events during your job."
I mean, I think Huxley signs it, right? Like, if this is part of the procedure.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Smokey would sign it too, right? I don't think there's anything. From what Huxley said, that's what happened. So.
All right. And Kurt, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Would Zucchi give the name of the dead runner?
Yes.
Sounds good. So, yeah. So he asks you three to sign. All three of you sign. Mm-hmm. And he says, Huxley, if you don't mind, I'll be sending a technician down to download the route information from your job.
Okay. We're going to go down there anyway. I have some new parts to install in the suit, so we'll probably be there for a while. I'll be there for a while anyway.
Sounds good. Well, I'm glad that the three of you got back safely. Again, great job on the run and making the deliveries. And whenever you want to get out there again, just let me know.
It'll probably be a couple days, but I think we're anxious to give it another go.
That's fine. Take your time. You've done more than enough right now.
Does he say that as a parent would say, you've done more than enough?
No, in a good way. Not in the way that Miss Joanna would have said it.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably a better way to frame it, right? Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So he, you're free to go now.
I think as they're walking out, he says, "Why? He typed a lot."
Well, we did do quite a bit, so it's not surprising.
I think he's probably concerned about those runners that are taking out other runners, is my estimation.
Oh, maybe. Well, I mean, they won't come back, right? I mean, they were just out there.
Well, just because there was two of them doesn't mean there's not more of them.
I think our job is to take something from point A to point B, and then maybe from point B to point A. We'll let all the ones above us worry about all the who's, where's, and what's. All we need to do is do our job.
Well, maybe we have to keep more of a close eye on things as well when we're out there, too, and make sure we don't get ambushed like we did before.
Being a little bit more careful. I don't think we have to worry about reporting everything about where we went, because obviously they'll be able to track it, and which it really didn't register in Smokey's mind until afterwards when they went, "Oh yeah, shit, we just have, you know, they could track us everywhere." So he's probably thinking it's a good thing we did mention the scrub, right? Because if not, we'd be getting some follow-up questions afterwards. Yeah. I think Smokey's thinking, well, we did what we were supposed to do. If someone ended up getting killed, then it wasn't one of us, right? So that's a plus for the guild.
Right.
We'll let them deal with all the messy stuff about who they are and why they are. You know, we'll be told on a need-to-know basis, I'm assuming. So, but maybe it would be, for all three of us, it may be worth making sure we've got a clear memory of what did happen and when, because my guess is we're going to be getting asked questions again shortly about that. From, like Huxley said, he did seem to do a lot of typing, so they'll probably be asking us about that again. And I'm not saying that as in let's get our story straight, right? Because it's just let's make sure if they do ask us all together, we fill in what's missing. Yeah, because there may be something that I missed or Zucchi missed, you know. So make sure that, you know, we do give them all the details. So that wasn't being like conspiratorial, like, yeah, let's get our story straight. You know?
Huxley wouldn't pick up on it anyway.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So, yeah, let's, you know, back at the armory, Hux is pretty much going to be working all day, at least all day. The two of you, if you want, you could hang out, help, or just shoot the shit. whatever you want to do.
I was going to say, I think I would just be hanging out, you know. So obviously, you know, we had our first debrief. You know, that's just all, you know, Huxley's doing us a favor by, you know, working on the suit. So I wouldn't, I wouldn't just say, okay, I'll do it.
Well, kid, have fun.
I'd be sitting around, you know, just, like you said, shooting the shit and making sure he seems all right. You know, seems like he's, what was I going to say? Yeah, make sure he's feeling all right. He's not sluggish or forgetful or anything. He did take a pretty good whack on the head, so.
All right. So does Huxley have any training or anything in, you know, engineering or anything that would help him install these parts?
I have mechanics and I have electronics and pro kits for both.
Oh, really? Nice. Yeah. So in that case, go ahead and give me a. So you're going to do three brains rolls, basically.
Okay.
One for each part, beat a DL 4 for each, and add, you'll be adding your mechanics bonus, and I'll also give you a plus one for the pro kit and, you know, being in basically the situation that is meant for this. Right. You know, it's not like you're doing it out in the field or anything. You have all the equipment at hand. Nice. So.
All right, well, we'll put in Smokey's filters first.
All right.
So that's going to be an 8 then.
Holy shit.
So, like, surprisingly, seeing as that he got his bell rung and his face is all fucked up, he, you know, he gets over to the suit and, you know, I'm assuming the filter's, like, around the helmet area or whatever. And he just deftly, with like a small screwdriver, just like, you know, pulls out, you know, all the screws, takes the plate off, you know, starts digging around, gets filters out, gets a new filter. Like, everything's just super, super smooth.
Makes all the adjustments in the computer for the new filtration, all the balance, like everything goes like as optimal as it possibly could. We'll even say, like, normally this would be like an hours long process and you have it done in like under an hour.
Nice. It books for like 6 hours, but you know, usually it only takes
mechanic. Sounds good. Yeah. So as long as, you know, as long as everything else goes smoothly, you'll be able to, you know, especially with this bump, you'll be able to get everything done by today.
Nice.
So let's see if it goes even better.
All right. So we get the Zucchi's suit all. And you know what? Like he like cleans it, right? Like he adjusts, like the end is like he adjusts the other straps. Like he fucking gets like everything all in alignment. He doesn't just do the filter. Like the suit is done.
Yeah.
Done.
Nice. Yep. Yep.
All right, and then so what is the plascrete like? Is it like a paste or something? Is it something that goes like over top of the suit?
No, so they are all of the shielding parts are almost, think of it like the armor of the suit, right? Like they're actual, like, so the chassis is like the underwear that you wear for it. Yeah. Right. And then the shielding is, you know, is actually attached over that. So, you know, Flex Lex is basically like a, you know, what Zucchi has on it right now is like a thick plastic almost. Gotcha, right. Gotcha. Like the absolute basic that you could do. Plascrete, it's a little heavier. Little thicker though, has some you know, leads and things mixed into the armor so that it just makes it, you know, heavier, but well, a lot more protective. So
cool.
This will take, you know, with this, it is literally the entire suit. So it does require, you know, taking most things off and almost rebuilding it from scratch. But let's see how it goes.
All right. That's another 4, 5, 6. I got a small straight, so that's going to be another 8.
Holy shit. Well, so you know how I told about, you know how I said about like having to take everything off and put everything together? No, you're like, oh no, I don't need to remove this because I can just get around it this way. And mm-hmm. so, yeah, you're able to shortcut it, but in a good way, to the point where it only takes you, you know, a few hours to redo all this.
Okay. So are we going to handle that like sort of like a stunt in Aliens that it, like the end is that it takes so much less time than it normally would have?
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And then same thing.
And then the last. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just say same thing. Like he'll make sure that the computer's programmed. Like same thing that he did with Smokey's suit. Like he'll just make sure that everything is completely up to snuff. Even replacing some other like wearable stuff that's just like in the shop, you know, like seals and gaskets and things like that that could wear. Like he's just like, nope, we're just gonna take that out. Fuck that thing.
Yeah, right. Perfect.
And then he removes the helmet from his suit and, you know, grabs all the other stuff, you know, gets everything all assembled.
There we go. And we'll say too, just as long as this goes well, which is what I'm assuming it would with the past two. So we'll say it's not just materials for the only the helmet, but it's like reinforcement for pretty much the entire suit, at least like the vital areas.
So I got a 7.
Yes. Beautiful. Yeah. So it's actually a high carbon steel that is reinforcements, like I said, for all the major areas. So there's a little bit for the neck, a lot for the head, chest, spine. Exactly. Yeah. And what this is actually going to get you is a +1 armor to your suit.
Nice. I'll take that. Yeah, so he's in his element. Like he's just doing his things, and you know, he's as happy as a clam. He probably rambles less while he's working. Not that he won't talk to you guys, but like he's also focused on the thing that he's doing. And yeah, he just fucking rips through everything. He gets everybody's suits all squared, and yeah. Everything's good to go. It's like these parts were made. I mean, I know they were made for the suits, but I mean, they fit in just so perfectly. Where did you get them? Did you get them from here? Because everything fits just beautiful.
Oh, I got my friend Pete over at the Scraptorium. He grabbed us the perfect parts. You know why he did that?
No, how come?
Because of the silver tongue of Zuchi.
And the big ass railgun we gave him.
Smokey.
Well, that's good. If we need other stuff, then maybe you can talk to him and we'll get you know more good stuff.
Well, I hope so. He seemed like a very, very good person.
It feels good to be back out here. It's really boring just laying around. I mean, you got good stuff for your suit. I mean, it was good because I had time to go through all the specs and everything. But, you know, all I could do is just kind of sit there. I mean, it's kind of, I don't know, it's just boring.
Didn't they get any books from your lady friend?
I told you before, she's like my mom.
I get that, but she's also a lady and she's probably your friend as well, right?
I mean, I guess. I mean, if your mom's your friend, I suppose.
Are you not friendly with your mom?
I mean, yeah.
But she's your lady friend.
Not my real mom, because, you know. But Miss Joanna, so, you know, I mean, yeah. So, yeah.
Well, you know, if you have a friend like that, you should be able to ask for whatever you want. Books, rep, whatever.
What?
I mean, you know. Whatever you're thinking.
Well, I mean, she's real busy. I mean, you know, she just works at the hospital and everything. And I mean, it's fine. I mean, I did the suit stuff. I did ask her though if it was okay if I went out, and she looked a little funny, but she said it was okay.
No, if she's your mom, obviously she's gonna be protective of you.
I mean, that's what she said.
Yeah,
she just wanted me to be safe.
Yeah, exactly. You're like a little marshmallow with a little protective chocolate covering, you know.
And he bangs on the suit, on the helmet, and everything.
He's like, I don't really know if you remember marshmallows and chocolate. It's been a long time since I've had any, but you know,
I don't really. There's not too much I remember from before.
Yeah. Yeah, the before times. Those are a while ago. A little less extravagant as it used to be. But you know what? We make do, right?
That's what we have to do.
That's right. We shall survive.
Then we start saying, I will survive, right?
All right. So, yeah. One quick, nice little rub down of the polishing the visor of the suit, and we will iris out.
Sweet. All right.
Well, good job, guys.
Yay.
Yay.
That's a downtime episode. Yay.
Don't get me started.
Look at that. We did a shopping episode. Woo!
Yes. 80s montage music. Let's go.
All right. Well, we want to thank everybody for checking it out. We've got our Patreon up if you want to support us there. Again, if you enjoyed the core things, go throw some money at Todd and help support him with that, because without Todd, there's no core. So do those things. There's links in the show notes for a bunch of stuff, including Tracy's awesome dice, which helped me in a generic fantasy role-playing scenario yesterday. All high rolls, but your mileage may vary, whatever. But check that out as well. She makes some really cool-looking dice, along with some other resin accoutrement. Ratings, reviews on iTunes, whatever your podcatcher of choice, yada, yada. You know the whole deal. You listen and hear this shit all the time. So thanks again, and we'll catch you next time.
Peace.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.